Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. Hello, and thank you for calling Devoted Health today. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card and you need help with it, press 3. To speak with the next available Devoted Health guide, press 4. Or hang up and text us at 86685.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted Health. My name is Lakia. How may I assist you?
Hey, Lakia. My name is Phil Rice, and I am a brand new member. And I am calling with a question about my prescription drugs. I guess my first question really is about the phone menu. I think option 1 said if you had a question about your prescription drugs, press 1. And so I thought maybe that was the choice I should have made. I think I pressed 4 and got you.
Okay, no worries. Mr. Rice, I can get you to the correct department if that's needed. Can I get a telephone number so I can pull up your account?
All right. So the number I'm calling you from is 970-235-0470. Why don't you try that and see if that pulls up my account?
It didn't.
It didn't?
No.
All right, so let's try again. 720-282-3376.
There we go. And Mr. Rice, can you verify? Yeah, that's what we have here.
All right.
Can you verify your address on file?
All right, so 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Perfect. And you've already given me your telephone number. And you said this was in regards to medication?
Well, I'm about to go and visit a doctor. I'm trying to get set up with a primary care provider.
Okay.
And my situation is I'm actually expecting it to not go well, but I'm going to try and think positive and say maybe it'll go. My agenda is I've got a list of, let's see, 11 medications that I've got an existing primary care provider who has prescribed me all 11 of these medications. And this existing primary care provider is going to go away. She is not going to be able to work with me anymore. And so I need to find a new one, whether I want to or not.
Okay. All right. Understood.
So I've got an appointment with a new one. And it's kind of a long story. And I would be willing to tell you the long story if you wanted me to, but I don't think it really matters. The appointment, I need to leave in, let's say, an hour. So, you know, I've got a little
one.
But anyway, you know, it's coming up fairly soon. I need to leave soon, and I'm going to go and visit with this new doctor. And I went and visited with her a couple days ago, and so this won't be the very first time that I visited with her, but it's gonna be my first official appointment this year. And the agenda for this appointment is going to be to get signed up with her for these 11 prescriptions, and nine of the 11 are going to be with the mail order pharmacy, which I believe is CVS, Caremark.
That's right.
And they're already, nine of the 11 are already set up with CVS Caremark. So the only change that needs to be made is to change the doctor's name from the existing doctor to the new doctor.
Okay.
And they don't need to mail them out or anything. They just need to, all we need to do is just get the paperwork changed from the old doctor, the existing doctor, to the new doctor, and just get the paperwork set up so that we've got the new doctor's name. And I've been through this before, and I know from experience that this is fraught with possibilities to get it all screwed up. And so I know from experience that this is likely to get screwed up. And so I want to try and get on top of this, get the list typed up and get the name spelled right and the dates. And what I would like to do really is call CVS Pharmacy and talk to somebody there and find out what's the date of the next shipment. I've got this set up so that they're on autofill and know that date when I go to visit this new doctor of mine and be able to tell her. Part of the problem is we've got a language barrier. She speaks Russian. Russian is her first language. She does speak English fairly well, but it's not just her, it's the whole office. They all speak Russian. English is their second language. And I don't speak a word of Russian. I don't know any Russian at all. And so,
me either, Mr. Rice.
like I said, I want to get everything typed up and get it all, you know, and so I before I called you, I tried to call the pharmacy.
CVS. No worries, Mr. Rice. I can get you over to the CVS pharmacy. And you also stated that you wanted to update your primary care physician. Now, were you wanting to do that today?
Well, I think
Your visit.
I think you've probably already got the doctor's name all. Already in your system. I don't think
Anna.
Anna Larinova.
Okay, so that's good.
You know, I don't think you need to do that. And I tried to call CVS, and I was unable to call them. And so, if you can transfer me to them, that will sort of solve my problem, but only sort of. I would like to have a phone number where I could call them if I needed to. And so, for example, I'm looking at my devoted insurance card, and there's a number on it. It says Pharmacist Help Desk, 866-93-4620. And when I call that number, weird things happen, but I'm not able to even talk to any human being. I certainly don't get kind of help from any pharmacist. Are you I able to have a three-way call? Can you dial that number with me on the thing?
That's what I'm stating, Mr. Rice. If you can allow me a brief hold, I can reach out to CVS and get a live agent for you.
You didn't answer my question.
I will be on the line.
You still didn't answer my question. Are you able to dial 866-693-4620 with me on the line so that you and I can be on the line together while you dial that number? Can we do that?
I can dial CVS, Mr. Rice, in our system.
But you didn't answer my question.
No, sir, I cannot, but I can reach out to CVS directly.
Okay, so now you answered my question. So you cannot dial 866-693-4620 with me on the line. I had to ask that, I think, 5 or 6 or 7 times before you finally answered that.
Would you like me to reach out to CVS?
Mr. Rice, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I do have Deja on the line, and she's going to take over the call from here.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Hi, my name is Deja from Customer Care. May I have your member ID number, please?
Hi. And you said your name was Deja?
Yes.
Do I have that right? And can you spell that, please?
It's D-E-S-H-A.
D-E-S-H-A?
Yes.
Do I have that right? And you said you're with
yes.
Customer Care.
Yes.
Care. And that's Customer Care with what company, please? Are you Customer Care with CVS?
CVS Caremark, mail order.
CVS Caremark, mail order. Okay, good. CVS mail order. All right, good. And what was it that you asked me for?
May I have your member ID number?
Okay, sure. My name is Philip Rice, and my member ID right now, I'm with Devoted Health Plans, and my member ID number, B5SYZR.
Thank you. And Philip, can I have your date of birth, please?
4/25/53.
And may I have your zip code?
80014.
Thank you. And how can I help you today?
The situation is that I, in 2023, I was with Aetna, and I'm now changing to Devoted. And so I've got, it looks like 11 prescriptions that are already with you, and I'm going to be changing them to a different doctor now, different prescriber, and I've got an appointment with my new primary care provider. I'm going to be going to that appointment here in, it looks like, just about an hour's time. And I've got a list of the prescriptions that I want to get changed over to the new primary care provider's name. And the agenda for this first meeting with my new primary care provider is to do just that, get these prescriptions changed over to her name. They're already in existence. And so doesn't need to do anything with right away. And CVS doesn't need to do anything with them necessarily right away. But I've been through this before, and I know from experience that this process is just fraught with potential problems, and so I'd like to try and stay on top of it. And one of the questions I have from CVS is, these are all, this list is set up so that they're set up on autofill, and I would like to try and find out when the date of my next shipment. And I think probably the best way for me to find that out is from a pharmacist. And you're probably not a pharmacist. Another question I have is a phone number to be able to provide to my new doctor that she can call if she has any questions, to be able to contact the pharmacy. The pharmacy, I believe, is located in Illinois. And I know from experience that it's nearly impossible to call that pharmacy. Do you even know what the phone number is, a phone number to call that facility there? You probably don't even know. Or if you do, you probably wouldn't tell me, be my guess. Is that right?
Well, if the doctor has questions or needs to speak to someone at our office, they would know where to call, because when they send over a prescription to us, it is all done electronically. So if they have any questions or have any concerns and they need to talk to a pharmacist, they would give us a call and we can get them over to a pharmacist. The same number that you called in on.
You didn't answer my question. So I'm asking the question, will you tell me the phone number for the facility at 1780 Wall Street in Mount Prospect, Illinois? And the first question is, do you even know the phone number there? Do you know what the number is? If you had to call that facility right now, would you be able to? Do you know what a phone number is where you can call there?
No, we don't have a number to call them.
So you don't? Oh, you couldn't tell me?
If the doctor...
All right, so that's an answer to the question. I'm just trying to get an answer to the question, do you know? And you answered, you said you didn't know. And that's fine. Okay.
Well, I do know. I do know there is no number. You would call the number that you called in on if the doctor needs to speak to a pharmacist.
Don't tell
me
that
number, that facility does not have a number where they can speak to a pharmacy directly. It does not have a phone number. If the doctor is needing to call and speak to a pharmacist, they will call the number that you called on, and we can get them directed over to a pharmacist. But that facility does not have a number that you can call because there's no one there that you can talk to directly. If you want to talk to a pharmacist, then you would call this number.
All right. So you're telling me to call, and I should call the number that I called. The number that I called on, I got a recorded message that said, we don't recognize the number that you're calling on. Please enter a number that we would recognize. And I had to try and guess what number that CBS was going to recognize, and I couldn't guess. I wound up getting out my devoted health card. I don't have a prescription that I've received from CVS that was sent to me with my devoted health plan yet. All of my prescriptions that I've received were sent to me by Aetna. And so I called 800-282-5366, which is the phone number on all of the labels that were sent to me, and I assumed that it would be the same phone number on a devoted prescription, but I didn't know that. The only way I would know that would be if I had a label, but I don't have any labels yet from devoted. Do you know? Is it the same number on a devoted label as it is on an Aetna label? You probably don't even know, do you?
No, I do. I do not know that. I'm so sorry. I do not have the look at the actual bottle. Sorry.
All right. So can I speak to a pharmacist, please?
No problem. You mind if I put you on a brief hold, please? It could be a 3 to 5 minute
I guess you're going to have to, whether I'm going to mind or not. So go ahead. Do what you have to do.
Thank you.
and they still talk to the.
Hello.
Thank you so much for holding. Philip, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I have Nikki on the line from our clinical pharmacy team, and she'll be able to further assist you today. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Rice. My name is Nikki. I'm a pharmacy technician. I'm understanding you're wanting to talk to a pharmacist.
Okay, let's see. Did you say Nikki? Is that N or M?
N.
N like Nancy.
Nancy, Nikki.
N-I-C-K-Y,
yes, yes,
is it?
N-I-K-K-I.
N-I-K-K-I, Nikki.
Yes,
sir. And will you tell me your last name or not?
My first initial of my last name is R.
So you won't tell me your last name, is that right?
It's Renault.
Will you spell that, please?
What, can I ask you why you need my last name? And, I mean, I'm understanding you're wanting to talk to a pharmacist. I'm happy to get you to one. I just need a little bit more information for my pharmacist on what you would like to talk to them about, and I can definitely get you over there.
So, will you spell your name or not?
No, you don't need my last name, sir.
Okay, so will you connect me to a pharmacist or not?
Yes, can you give me a little bit more information on what you would like to talk to the pharmacist about?
So I'm asking you, are you going to connect me to a pharmacist or not? I've asked you your name, and
Mr.
you
Rice,
told
sir?
Me, but you won't spell it. And I've asked you to connect me to a pharmacist, and you're asking me to tell you why I want to speak to a pharmacist, and I'm telling you...
Because my pharmacist is going
to
want to know that.
And you can tell the pharmacist that I refuse to tell you. I want to speak to the pharmacist. I want
okay,
to tell my
I will
story
definitely...
to the pharmacist, not to
okay.
you, to the pharmacist. Tell them that. Tell them I asked you to speak.
I will
place
that a refund, okay?
And you wouldn't.
You don't, that's fine. I did spell my first name, sir. You do not need the spelling of my last name. But I will
so
definitely
you're
get my
you're a
on the line
reader,
for you,
too.
Okay?
So go ahead. Do what you have to do.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rice, I'm still with you. I'm just waiting for a pharmacist, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Rice?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for patiently waiting. I do have my pharmacist on the line, Coco. She is going to be able to further assist you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello. This is Coco, one of the pharmacists. How can I help you today?
Hello. My name is Bill Rice, and I heard you say Coco. Is that C-O-C-O?
Yes, sir.
And Coco, can you help me with your last name? What's your last name?
Martinez. Martinez. I'm one of the pharmacists here.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
And are you a... licensed pharmacist in the state of Illinois?
No, sir. I'm a pharmacist. I live in Texas. I'm licensed in Texas. This is the call center who has, this is where we're located in San Antonio.
In Texas. Okay. Very good. So the reason I called is I was a, I guess you'd call it customer of Aetna. I'm 70 years old. I'm on Medicare. And I've got 11 medications that I was getting from CVS in Illinois, CVS Caremark at 1780 Wall Street, through the mail order pharmacy. And I've changed insurance companies from Aetna to Devoted, effective 1-1 of 24. And not only am I changing insurance companies, but I'm also changing my primary care provider. I'm getting a new doctor. And I'm about to go to a doctor's appointment to meet with my new doctor. And because this call has taken so long, I was on hold for over 30 minutes before I got to speak to you finally. I'm going to have to leave here in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
And
Did you want like the fax number or like the new RX number that they can, you know, send us new prescriptions or?
No, if you'll just be patient with me, I'm going to get to the point here in just a minute.
Okay.
Just get patient with me.
Oh, okay, sure.
So I've got this list of 11 medications, and CVS has already got all the prescriptions. They're all set up. You don't need to do anything with them necessarily right away. They're set up on auto refill. The only change that needs to be made is that the doctor's name needs to be changed. And I'm going to give the list to the doctor. The first thing that needs to happen is that me and the doctor both need to agree that I'm going to need to decide that, yeah, this doctor is going to be okay, and the doctor is going to need to agree that she's going to accept me as a patient. And that hasn't happened yet, and it may not. We need to wait another 2 hours, I think, before we get too committed to that. The doctor's name is listed on with the insurance company right now. It's Anna Larinova or something. It's a Russian name. But it remains to be seen if she's going to accept me and I'm going to accept her. It may be that in an hour's time, we're both going to decide that maybe not. But if we both agree, then okay. Then the next step is she's going to have to get her name on all these prescriptions. One of the things that would, I think, help me would be to know the date of the next shipment of that CVS is going to make from these 11 prescriptions. They don't all go out at the same time, but I think it may be fairly soon when you're going to send the next one of these 11 prescriptions. Are you able to look up my account and figure out when's the date that you're going to send the next mail order prescription to me?
I don't see any prescriptions on the Devoted Health account right now. All I see is, I've seen that form
You're not going to see that. could you look at Aetna? Could you see what they were on Aetna? Is that account information still there? Or if I told you what the prescriptions were, would you be able to tell? Or did they just get wiped out?
Do you have a old prescription number?
Let's see.
Do you have an old prescription number?
Here's one. 1573-22870.
Okay, let me bring that up here. Okay, and that's on the Topiramate 100, is that correct?
Topiramate, yes. I probably pronounced it wrong, but...
That says, that one, I don't show any refills. Let me look at the rest of them here.
There should be a total of 10. The 11th one is one that you don't have yet. And
I mean, I see some prescriptions, but they're telling me there's no refills on them. So
if
we get new prescriptions.
If we're going to have to rebuild the list from scratch, then maybe that answers my question. The answer is you're not going to send any of them out until we rebuild the list, it sounds like.
So
for example, if my doctor sent you a prescription for topiramate and said, I've got this patient, Philip Rice, I want you to send him a prescription for a 90-day supply of topiramate, would you just send it out right away, or would you say, we can't send any right away because we show that he's already got X amount of that, and he won't be ready for that until X day. Would you look and see that I've already got some and you're not going to give me any until you show that I'm due for some, or would you just automatically just send some?
It would be run through your insurance, and depending on, if your insurance is going to pay for it, we'd, just put it on hold until it's ready to go out, so.
Well, my insurance is devoted, and so are you saying it would be the insurance?
Yeah, I mean the computer, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. What we would do is we get a new prescription. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tell me right now if you got a prescription right now from my doctor? Let's say an hour from now, my doctor sent you a prescription for topiramate for 90.
Right, right.
A 90-day supply of topiramate.
Right.
Would you send it to me right away, or would you say,
we can't
have to wait for a while before we send it because we think you've already got enough to last you for a while, and we don't think you need any until when? Can you tell me when you think I'm going to run out, or are you just going to send it right away? Do you have a date?
New insurance, it should go out right away. Mm-hmm.
So
the insurance, and it should go out right away.
All right. So because I've got new insurance, that it's just going to go out right away. Is that what you think?
Yes, sir. It should go out right away. What I'm showing is your topiramate last filled on in October, so you're due anyway on that one. And the same with the Levo and the Torvastatin. It looks like it's time to renew anyway. So they should go out right away.
So you do have a date that they last filled, but they last filled long enough ago that wouldn't be a problem, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, sir. That's right.
What about the tamsulosin?
The tamsulosin, yeah, same thing in October. Looks like you refilled them in October. So you're due.
All right. I'm trying to think. I can't remember getting anything recently. So it sounds like we can just ask the doctor to send in the prescription for all of these. And what about allopurinol? Now, I did get a prescription for this, but not from you. It was from a different pharmacy. If the doctor sends you a prescription for that, in other words, you're going to get a list of 11. That's going to be on the list, and if that's one of the ones on the list, are you just going to send it to me, or are you going to see that I got that from somewhere else, even though it wasn't from you, and you're going to say, nope, you don't need that. We're not going to send that to you until we think you need it. Which of those is correct?
Well, it'll be run through your insurance. I don't know if it's going to catch that one wherever you got it. I don't, where did you get it from? Is it from Devote? I mean, did you get it last year at a different pharmacy, you said?
Well, it was in late December. But I think what I'm hearing you say is that it's going to be my insurance company that's going to decide. But it won't be CVS Pharmacy that has to decide. Is that what you're saying, that it won't be the pharmacy?
Right. We just run the prescriptions through, and if it goes through, it goes through. If not, it'll be put on hold with a date that it can be filled. So I'm not, I don't know the answer to that, because we just run it through the insurance.
It goes through. Yeah, okay. As if it's the computer that's...
We just type it in, sir, and we push enter, and it goes through your insurance automatically. So the computer all that. So, it either goes through or it gets put on hold. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask one other question. I've got my list typed up. I'm going to give it to the doctor. I've got a phone number. For CVS Caremark, the phone number I've got is 800-282-5366. When I dialed that phone number, I got a robot that answered the phone call, and it was a recorded message that said, "We don't recognize the phone number that you're calling from. Please give us a phone number that we recognize. What's the phone number that we have on file for you?" And I had to try and guess what phone number was on that the robot was going to recognize for me. I'd like to be able to tell my doctor a phone number that they can call to get a hold of CVS Caremark. And of course,
okay. No, I think it's...
All right. Well, go ahead. Do you have a phone number?
I mean, I can give you a number for them to call in prescriptions. There's a number that for doctors to call in prescriptions. There's that or fax. I'm not sure about the robocall. Are you calling the number in the back of your card, or do you have a card, a new card?
The phone number, 800-282-5366, is the phone number that's on the label on my prescriptions. Now, that's the label that I get with my Aetna prescriptions. I haven't gotten any prescriptions from Devoted yet, so I don't know for sure what number phone number is going to be on the Devoted prescriptions yet. The person that I spoke with earlier from it was a customer care at CVS Caremark. I asked her if she knew what phone number was going to be on the labels, and she didn't know. My guess is you probably don't know either. Do you know?
No, I mean, I can only tell you what phone numbers we have for you.
Right. And, you know, the first question
I
asked you, if you were licensed in the state of Illinois, and, you know, you should be, I should be able to speak with a pharmacist that's licensed in the state of Illinois. I should be able to speak to somebody, and of course you're not. And that is a problem. I should be able to get help, for example, if I wanted to file a complaint against the license of CVS Caremark in Illinois. I should be able to ask a question about how to go about doing that. And the person I'm speaking with should be able to help me do that. They should be knowledgeable about how to do that. You should be knowledgeable about the pharmacy law in the state of Illinois. You probably don't know anything at all about the pharmacy law in the state of Illinois. You're probably reasonably well-versed in pharmacy law in Texas, but not Illinois. Would that be right?
We have a section that tells us the different laws in the different states, sir. I don't have a license in Illinois. You are correct on that. And there's a bunch of us that don't have a license in Illinois. I can answer your questions. I'm here to help.
What I said was you probably don't know about the pharmacy law in Illinois. And I think you gave me an evasive answer in that part. Did you try to tell me that you do know a little bit about the law in Illinois? If I wanted to ask you questions about, for example, how can I file a complaint in the state of Illinois, did you try to tell me that you could help me with that?
No, sir, I don't know that.
Did you say no?
I don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know anything about that. Is that right?
No, sir, I don't know that.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. For example,
the law in Illinois said that CVS Caremark is required by law to have someone, when I call the number that's on the label, whoever it is that answers the phone is required by law to be able to help me file a complaint, to provide that information to me. And then when you answer the phone, the one that it, first of all, it shouldn't take 30 minutes. And then when I finally do speak to someone, that they have no clue about how to file a complaint, that's not in compliance with the law, that's in violation. So if, for example, I was making a recording of this call and I submitted that recording with my complaint, that we could just check that off as, well, you're in violation of that part of the law, Coco Martinez, right? So what is your license number, Coco Martinez, so I include that information with my complaint? What would your license number be?
Sir, can I ask you why you're wanting to do a complaint on me? I haven't done anything wrong, sir. I can help you, whatever questions you have, I can get you to
answer.
Why are you asking me these things? I don't understand your reasoning here, sir. I can get you a senior team leader to help you with whatever you need.
I've asked you for your license number. Are you going to tell me or not?
Well, why do you want my license number, sir? I'm licensed in Texas. Why do you want that? I mean,
is that a no? You're not going to tell me? Are you going to not tell me?
Well, I want to know why I'm giving, why I would be giving that to you, sir. Why would I be giving that to you? I mean, I don't understand why you're asking for it. Can you give me that reason why you're wanting that? Or, I mean, why are we even talking about this? Why don't you call for a question about your prescriptions? That's what we're here for clinical questions. If you have insurance questions, I can get you to either customer service or a senior team member to help you. But I don't have information on your insurance and how that totally works. That's customer service.
So I've asked you three times. I'm not going to ask you again. I'm going to hang up pretty soon here. And it will be recorded that I've asked you and you refuse to tell me. And I'll be able to find out. It's not
so
like...
So you haven't told me why.
And it'll be, well, why? And if you won't tell me why, I'm not going to tell you. And is that the way you want it to be? Do you think making it harder is going to be...
Well, sir, and I have a good reason. I mean, why would I... Sir, why are we arguing, sir? I mean, you're asking me personal questions, and you're not giving me a reason why you're wanting the answers to that. I mean, why are we even arguing about this, sir? I mean, I can get you a senior team if you have any complaints, and they can, you know, take forth the complaint that you have.